Adam Pengilly. We might head your direction from the SMH. I don't even know how to respond to that, so I might as well ask you a question. Kieran McAvoy, we all want an update, mate. He's one of the nicest blokes. I was about to say one of the nicest blokes in racing, but he's one of the nicest blokes I've ever met, and I certainly hope his recovery is going well.
Yeah, morning, Ben. Morning, boys. Horrible fall on Tintuki in the birthday card at Rosehill on Slipper Day. Kieran's been to hospital. He's been discharged from hospital now. He's found he's got a fracture in his vertebrae, or a small fracture of the spine, which means he's going to be in a brace for a little while. The good news is he's going to avoid surgery. He won't need to undergo the knife to fix that, but he's definitely going to be out of saddle for, well, absolute minimum months, probably looking anywhere from up to 6 to 8 weeks. So not a great time for Kieran to be missing races. He's going to miss races at any time of the year, obviously, but given what's around the corner in the next 5 or 6 weeks, it's really unfortunate type, and we just wish Kieran all the best, and let's hope he can be back in the saddle in the not-too-distant future.
I see Zach's coming to Australia, or Zach Purton, that is coming back from Hong Kong to ride in the Doncaster. What horse are you riding, Adam?
Yeah, he's got militarised laws, so it's a very rare venture back to Australia for Zach. He doesn't get released by the Hong Kong Jockey Club to ride in Australia very much these days, but he's picked up the ride for Chris Waller on militarised. He obviously went around in the George Ryder on the weekend, so we know the three-year-olds, I think, are going to have a pretty significant part to play in this Doncaster on Saturday week with Celestial Legend as well, so Zach's trying to win back-to-back Doncasters. He was successful on Mr. Brightside last year. There is one other jockey change for the Doncaster, which certainly piqued my interest. The Japanese horse, Oban Buramai, who was so good winning the Golden Eagle last year. And Josh Parr picked up the ride when Take, the legendary Japanese jockey, was injured just a week before the race. Well, Josh has won a $10 million race and can't get the ride when the horse comes back to Australia. The stables opted to go with Damien Lane, who obviously has a strong association with the stable, given he's been riding in Japan for many, many years now. So Josh has taken that really well, but Damien Lane will be riding Oban Buramai in the Doncaster on Saturday week.
Well, he's a pro, Josh, and he knows that these things happen. But I will say, as on a scale of 1 to 10 roughness, that is as rough as it gets, because his ride on Oban Buramai in that race was just a 15 out of 10. And as soon as I heard that he didn't have the ride, I thought, oh, okay, maybe one of the Japanese star jockeys is coming out. When I heard that it was Damien, who's absolutely brilliant for what it's worth and does have that association, I was almost miffed on his behalf. Did it come down to, was there a weight concern at all?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so, Ben. I think right. It was more just Damien Lane has had a long history with the stable. He's obviously ridden for them for many, many years. And we know that Damien's been travelling to Japan probably on and off for the best part of 4 or 5 years now. So he was very familiar with them. I think they just felt comfortable going with him for the ride, given their association. But yeah, I'm a bit of a stickler for loyalty. And if Josh Parr wins you a $10 million race, you probably give him the first right of refusal. But that's not going to happen on Oban Buramai.
Yeah, strange decision. But it happens, and it won't be the first, and it won't be the last. And, well, we were thinking only a week ago that Craig Williams would be off Mr. Brightside, but he's kept the ride there, and there's a rematch between Mr. Brightside and Pride of Jenny coming up.
Yeah, Australian Cup this week. Well, I was looking forward to this race. Just out to 2,000 metres. I don't know whether that's going to turn the tables in Mr. Brightside's favour, but it should be an absolute beauty of a contest, seeing those two horses clash again on the weekend in the Australian Cup. I see Foxy's among the nominations, Loz.
Oh, I don't think she'll be running, mate.
Don't think she'll be running? Okay, T-Bus is pulling another rein.
Yeah, I think, well, depending on how she is today, but I think we could be heading to Brisbane. I think we might be out for a week or two, a bit of a rest.
Well, that carnival's getting stronger and stronger, Loz, up there in Queensland. Yeah. Like, there's some seriously good horses, and I read that I Wish I Win's probably going to have one start in Sydney in the TJ, and then probably have a couple of runs up there in Queensland. So, yeah, they're doing a good job up there, the Brisbane Racing Club. They're attracting some really, you know, significant talent, and I suppose it's probably good for connections to have their horses campaign up in Brisbane and then be able to sell up there in the warmer weather in Queensland over the winter. So, yeah, that kind of just going from strength to strength at the moment.
What about on the footy front, Adam? What do you make of these two injuries to Mitchell Moses and Nathan Cleary?
Well, do we have a halfback curse, Clark?
Yeah, I asked Loz that this morning, actually.
I mean, we had four halfbacks who have been dumped in the first 3 weeks or lost their positions. Now, Adam Reynolds missed a game last week. Now we've got Cleary. Yeah. I don't think Cleary's going to be missing too much time, to be honest. I think it's just a very minor injury.
He'll only miss two games because they've got 2 weeks and then they've got the bye. So.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly, Loz. So. I can't see him playing against, obviously, Manly the week after the Roosters game on Thursday night. But with the bye, they'll give him a chance to get back after that with a good 4 weeks recovery. Mitchell Moses is a massive blow for Parramatta. I'm not quite sure where this came from, because you saw him after the game. He didn't seem like any discomfort. He was walking around the ground with his young daughter, but obviously he felt something in when he cooled down after the match and went for the scans yesterday. That's a huge blow for Parramatta. It's going to put the onus on Dylan Brown, isn't it, Loz? He's going to have to step up and really run that.
Who do you reckon they'll pick at halfback?
Halfback. Good question. They've got that young fella, Ethan Sanders, who's got big wraps on. Obviously, they're trying to keep him, but Canberra's been heavily interested in trying to sign him for 2025 and onwards. So that's an interesting one. They've got Dejan Arce, who I think did a good job on and off for them at stages last year in the NRL. So he might be a chance of getting the spot. But I just think the onus all comes down to Dylan Brown now. He's going to have to really step up and be that primary playmaker and try and run that team, which is probably not familiar to him. He's a bit more of an off-the-cuff player, but he's certainly growing and maturing as he gets older. So, I thought Parramatta's had a really bright start to the season, Loz, but this is a huge step back for them.
So did I, but I tell you what, it does add a bit of intrigue and intensity, I think, to this game on Monday, because without Mitch Moses, I think the Tigers are on track to cause an upset after their performance last weekend. I know Parramatta were very, very good, but I'm just thinking that the Tigers, it might be... Because I can't remember the last time they would have won an Easter Monday game. Probably last year, was it?
No. 1993.
It was a high-scoring game last year too, I think.
Yeah, Clarky, you remember this. Didn't they play the opening game of the new Combank Stadium on Easter Monday between Parramatta and the Tigers? Was that? Am I right?
Yes, they did. They did.
And Parramatta absolutely put a cricket score on them. Like Mitchell Moses just ran right. I remember him running to the corner, running almost length of the field to score a try. So it hasn't really been a happy hunting ground, that Easter Monday fixture for the Tigers, has it, Loz? But I'm taking on your opinion.
Mm. All right.
Taking on notice.
Enjoy the day. Good to have you on, and we'll chat again soon.
Thanks, Ben. See you, mate.